Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
What's up, everybody? Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos. If there's any YouTube video to comment on, this is the one, because I'm going to make my selection for who I think the Chicago Bears are going to take at number 10 in the NFL draft this coming Thursday. Make sure you subscribe to our channel if you want to follow us on socials. Follow us at Joey Sports Guy or at Sports Talk Shy. I digress. So, months and months, we've been talking about it. Hypotheticals, possibles, adventures, fantasies. And in the end, I think that the Chicago Bears are going to take a player that not a lot of people have been talking about, but let's be honest, probably the non-sexy pick of the group. We've had our fun with Ashton Jeanty. We've been talking up a good game with Tyler Warren. We've even thrown in a Colston Loveland into the mix. If you're a defensive player guru, maybe you wanted a certain Mason Graham to fall down into your lap. I got to be honest, as you look at the top 10 board, I don't see any of this stuff happening. Ryan Poles spoke today. He talked about how the draft could possibly be wild. I don't know if he was speaking about that from a personal opinion or whether he thinks some quarterbacks maybe go in the top 10. Where does Jackson Dart go into this round one? Is he a top 10 pick? Does he fall to, say, a 21 like the Pittsburgh Steelers? If Shedeur Sanders falls, do the Pittsburgh Steelers try and move up to draft Shedeur Sanders? Maybe that's where the wild is coming into play. But again, if I'm the Chicago Bears and Ashton Jeanty is not on the board, I need to go safe, I need to go simple, and I need to keep loading up at a position that they've done a lot of heavy lifting in the offseason, and I would take Kelvin Banks Jr., the left tackle out of Texas. I know, not super fun. I think Will Campbell will be gone. I just don't trust any of these defensive linemen in the draft at pick 10. There are a bunch of scenarios that I could see. So my number one pick for this is, I think the most likely scenario, in my opinion, is that the Chicago Bears end up taking Kelvin Banks Jr. The second type of scenario I could see them at 10 is maybe, yes, taking that Tyler Warren type tight end. Now, a lot of people are split between Tyler Warren and Colston Loveland. An easy comp for you to kind of walk yourself through it so you can understand both type of players is Tyler Warren. He's definitely the more bruiser type of player, more the Rob Gronkowski type of player. But again, I've been watching this dude all last year at Penn State. He is incredibly versatile, and I think he's actually slightly underrated, where a lot of people say that, well, he was in Andy Koltynicki's gimmicky offense where he was snapping the football, he was throwing the football, he was running it out of the wing formation for touchdowns. I will also say that if you watch a lot of Penn State football, they had zero wide receiver help. Absolutely zero. And I'm not a big fan of their quarterback, Drew Aller. So if you're telling me Tyler Warren got 1,000 yards in that offense with those wide receivers and that quarterback, I think that's saying something. If you're a Colston Loveland fan, if that's your flavor of ice cream, that's fine. Think of him more as a Zach Ertz and, honestly, a little bit more of a Sam Laporta type, the tight end of the Detroit Lions. Would Ben Johnson be more interested in that? It's definitely possible. I just think he's a little bit faster, a little more athletic, a little bit smoother, a little more wiggle in the hips if you want to get technical about it. So there's just two different kinds of tight ends that you could take at number 10. I think that's likely scenario number two. Likely scenario number three, and I'm if we're not going to do Kelvin Banks and if Ashton Jeanty isn't on the board, I'm actually, this is the one that I also want. If it isn't Kelvin Banks, I want the Chicago Bears to trade down, trade out of that number 10 pick, get some more draft capital, and then maybe take a big swing on a player that isn't necessarily rated that high up on the board, but you could still get some more draft capital, some more picks, and take a player like offensive tackle Josh Connolly out of Oregon, cornerback Will Johnson out of Michigan, Emeka Egbuka, wide receiver out of Ohio State, or yes, the second running back in this class, Omarion Hampton out of North Carolina. The other likely scenario, the one that I'm not rooting for at all, is the trade-up scenario. We've heard a little bit of this. Now, here's where it comes into play, and I think the trade-up is only for a couple of players. It would have to be for Ashton Jeanty. It'd have to be for Will Campbell. It'd have to be for Mason Graham. Will Campbell, you are not trading up into the top six, not even the top seven, in my opinion. I think that would be a mistake. Mason Graham, I could see you possibly trade up to six or seven, maybe eight, but again, I wouldn't go crazy on it. And then Ashton Jeanty at five with the Jacksonville Jaguars. A lot of people are saying Ashton Jeanty could possibly go there at five. Other people could possibly trade up for him. Maybe that's a landing spot for him. And I think the Jacksonville Jaguars are trying to play a little chicken with some teams right now to see if they can get them to bite in the apple. I say if you're the Chicago Bears, do not trade up to number five for Ashton Jeanty. He's a sensational player. Don't get me wrong, but from 10 to five, that is going to cost you a lot. Probably either that 39 pick, that 41 pick, or that future capital. I just don't think that's enough. It's a little too rich for my blood. And again, you're talking to the guy who all offseason absolutely loves Travion Henderson out of Ohio State. I think he is going to be a star in the making. And I'm not saying that he's got a first-round value right now, but there's always a guy in that second or that third round of drafts that turns into a star. I think Travion Henderson could possibly be that person. And then finally, my least wanted scenario is I'm just not buying the defensive end position in this top 10. A lot of question marks with each of them. And frankly, if you're a Bears fan, this is a bad example, but it's got a little bit of a Leonard Floyd to it. Tons of these guys, like Mykael Williams, Mike Green, Shamar Stewart, great athletic traits, tested super well, have the length, have the size, have the weight, all that you could possibly want, except for one part, production in college. That sound familiar? It sounds a lot like Leonard Floyd. Now, Leonard Floyd did go on to have a productive NFL career outside of Chicago, but those first three or four years, the sack numbers simply weren't there. So I'm not very excited about taking a defensive end at 10. If you're telling me you're trading down to 15, 16, 17, 18, and then taking one of those guys, I can live with it. I can buy it. But in that scenario, I am just not rooting for it at all. My pick in this draft, I'm predicting the Chicago Bears end up taking Kelvin Banks Jr., out of Texas, left tackle. Again, I will read your scouting report, and then we're going to get out of here. Strengths, three-year starter who has gone to battle in the trenches with current and future pros. Banks will come into the league as an early starter, but his run blocking is more pro-ready than his pass protection. He's technically sound and scrappy in the ground game and the quickness and athleticism to get all the move blocks. He has the leverage and strain to hold his own at the point. Banks has the slide quickness to deal with speed, but he must become more proactive in attacking power rushers and long-limbed attackers to prevent them from dictating the terms. He needs to improve his anchor and hand placement, but he should become a longtime NFL starter at either tackle or guard. His weaknesses are the scouts think that he's guard, but he's got that length, his arms, his wingspan, bigger than Will Campbell, and he's played in the SEC against tough top competition on an offense that scored a ton of points last year in Texas. I think Kelvin Banks can possibly be the left tackle of the future. It is not sexy. It is not going to make a lot of headlines, but again, we've been saying it for years. It's what the Chicago Bears need. Keep in mind on this, especially with the top 10 and what they do at 39 and 41. Do not buy into the narrative that we can't take X player because we have so many holes that we have to plug in and we need something at this particular position. The Chicago Bears are not in a position to win the Super Bowl next year. The Chicago Bears will be in a position to win the Super Bowl in the next 3 years. You need to take the most talented, the best player that you possibly can. The one with the most possible potential on the board, which is why I don't like these defensive linemen. Yes, one of our weaknesses right now is defensive line, and that could easily be a weakness next year. And I'm going to be railing about it and maybe criticizing it in week 8, week 9, but that doesn't mean you need to reach in this moment for that type of player. That's why if they take Ashton Jeanty, I'm not going to be upset because I think he's a great player. Kelvin Banks, I think, is the 1A left tackle in this draft, and we could possibly get him at 10. You don't pass that type of thing up. You build through the best player available. Just because you need to fill a hole doesn't mean you need to take a lesser player at this stage. Every team has holes. Every team is not perfect, including the 5-win Chicago Bears last year. So don't overthink this one. Take the best player that you possibly can. I'm going with Kelvin Banks Jr. in this one. That is my pick for the Chicago Bears at number 10. Jump in the comments, tell me if I'm right, if I'm wrong, or who you want the Chicago Bears to take Thursday night. This was Joey Christopoulos of Sports Talk Chicago. We'll be back with a full episode later this week. Until then, enjoy the day.
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.